Welcome to The Week Ahead in Russia, RFERL's Monday podcast about significant developments and upcoming events in Moscow and beyond. I'm Steve Gutterman, and I'm doing this solo today. This week I want to talk about two pretty different issues. One is Russia's signaling on Libya, where Khalifa Haftar's military force has been advancing on the capital. And the other is some jostling between Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev and State Duma Speaker Vyacheslav Volodin, two kind of Kremlin stalwarts. First, Libya. There seems to be some uncertainty about the degree of support Russia is lending Khalifa Haftar, especially now. Haftar controls much of eastern Libya and I think parts of the south, and his forces launched an offensive late last week targeting the capital, Tripoli, which is in the west and is where the internationally recognized government of national accord is based. That UN-backed government said today that at least 32 people have been killed in fighting with Khalifa's forces near Tripoli over the past few days. Now, Moscow has backed Haftar, and he visited Russia twice in 2017, one time even taking a tour of the aircraft carrier Admiral Kuznetsov. So there was a lot of certainly signaling then about support. At the moment, Russia's being kind of quiet or not vocally lending him backing ahead of a UN-sponsored conference on possible elections in Libya that's supposed to be held there next week, the conference next week, not the elections. Russia's been signaling that it wants a political solution. Now, this conference is something that has been planned for a while. The UN and others are saying they wanted to go ahead despite this new fighting, which is really creating fears of that Libya will be plunged into war again, full-scale war. Now, Russia's been signaling ahead of this possible conference that it wants a political solution. Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov told Haftar by phone that Moscow wants a political solution to, quote, disputed issues, unquote, in Libya, according to the foreign ministry. And then Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister, of course, said the same thing, essentially, at a news conference on Saturday with his counterpart from Egypt, which also supports Haftar. Lavrov said they want a political solution and also warned against foreign meddling. Now, I'm not an expert on Libya, but I was reporting about the Syria war pretty closely for a few years back in Moscow. And some of this reminds me quite a bit of that. I mean, the situation, of course, is kind of the reverse. In Syria, Russia backed and is backing the government of Bashar al-Assad against rebels, while in Libya, Haftar is fighting against the government, or at least the UN-recognized government in Libya. But some of Russia's, I guess, diplomatic tactics seem quite similar, or maybe you could call them military diplomatic tactics. Russia's calling for a political solution, but at least for now, it doesn't seem to be taking action to stop Haftar's offensive, whether it has the capability to do so or not, which is sort of a separate question. What I'm talking about in part is, according to AFP, late yesterday in New York at the UN, Russia blocked a formal UN Security Council statement that would have called on Haftar's forces to halt all military activity and also for all forces involved to de-escalate. AFP cited diplomats as saying that Moscow insisted that Russia had also agreed earlier a few days ago that the Security Council did issue a more informal call for Haftar's offensive to stop. But this time, according to AFP, diplomats said that Moscow insisted that the formal statement urged all Libyan forces to stop fighting, but that proposed change was opposed by the United States. It looks like Russia may also have taken issue with wording calling for, quote, those who undermine Libya's peace and security to be held to account, unquote. And this all reminds me a bit, again, of Syria several years ago. When Russia, I'm talking about before 2015, I guess, when Russia was calling in the first several years of the war there, Russia was calling for a political solution, but at least according to critics, was using its power as a permanent UN Security Council member and other levers of influence to basically block any attempt to press President Bashar al-Assad into accepting a political solution, as well as blocking attempts to rein in his forces. I remember one analyst put it quite succinctly at one point. I think it was Georgi Mirsky, who passed away in 2016. I was asking about a specific development in Syria, and he said something like, Russia will never do anything to stop Assad's forces from taking territory. I think the issue at the time was an attempt at the UN to call on Assad's forces to not move into cities. And I think he was right. I think Mirsky was right. And in fact, a couple of years after he said that, Russia launched airstrikes and sent more troops in to actively help Assad's forces take territory. That I'm talking about the 2015, the start of Russian airstrikes and kind of an escalation on the ground in September 2015, I think it was. So I think Mirsky was right that essentially both kind of in the field and at the UN and other places, Russia, while saying it was favoring a political solution, was blocking efforts to reach that. So we'll see what happens in Libya in the coming days and weeks. I mean, I think for Russia and for Putin, even in addition to practical interests that they might have in Libya, there's the oil and it's a large country in North Africa, of course. I think for Putin, there may be some kind of emotions involved, or the idea of kind of revenge for 2011, which was when, of course, Medvedev was president, Putin was prime minister, and with Medvedev as president, Russia abstained from a UN Security Council vote that allowed NATO forces to take action in Libya. At the time, Putin criticized that the Security Council revolution. He likened it to medieval calls for crusades. And some say that that's one of the reasons, or possibly one of the main reasons, why Putin decided to return to the presidency, the sort of narrative or the idea being that he felt that Medvedev made the wrong decision and really let NATO and carry out its airstrikes in Libya, and of course, according to Russia, that kind of plunged the country into chaos and Gaddafi was killed. But of course, if you want to argue that, though, you'd have to say that, well, I mean, that kind of goes against the argument that, well, Putin was in power all the time calling the shots. So it's a little bit more complicated. But I think, you know, it'd be hard to imagine that in Putin's mind or there's no kind of that history, even though it was several years ago, does not have an effect on what's happening today. So anyway, we'll see what happens. This conference is planned for, I think, late next week, but until before then, there's a lot that could happen in and around Tripoli. Now, switching to the other topic, I'll deal with it briefly because I've spoken for a while now. But Medvedev and Volodin, Vyacheslav Volodin, State Duma Speaker, he's a longtime former Kremlin Deputy Chief of Staff, and he is calling. He's been calling, I guess, last week or over the weekend for changes to the Constitution or possible changes to the Constitution. In any case, for the Duma to have more power to pick members of the cabinet, and also to have more power over cabinet members in terms of the kind of and the government and the prime minister in terms of the reporting that they do to lawmakers. So this is kind of something that on the face of it would strengthen the Duma, weaken the government itself. And I mean, and Medvedev came out kind of against it. He's saying, well, I guess the main thing he said is we you know, constitutional changes can happen, but they, you know, it's a big deal if they do happen, and you know, it shouldn't be taken lightly. And he also said something about that Russia, the structure of power shouldn't be changed much. Russia must remain kind of a presidential power. Now, I think it's hard to gauge exactly what this all means. But it does seem to be about 2024, I think, with both in terms of Medvedev and Volodin as apparently ambitious officials or politicians jockeying for power, for influence, and kind of setting themselves up for Putin's decision either in or more likely ahead of 2024 when his term ends, you know, what to do, because he can't run for another term according to the Constitution. I mean, to me, one possibility is that what Medvedev's basically saying is, or that this effort is meant to is meant to possibly give Putin more power if he decides, as some think he will do, to not to change the Constitution, but or not to seek another term by changing the Constitution as president, but to appoint, or not appoint, but steer in a successor, possibly even Medvedev, and take a role that's less formal, possibly, but a role in which he has a lot of influence. So it seems possible that strengthening the Duma vis-a-vis the government could fit into something like that. But again, you know, I think it's a bit hard to say, but it does seem unlikely that this kind of thing would be being mentioned sort of out of the blue and without the context of 2024. But again, I guess that's enough of my yakking, and that's it for today. And I'll be back next Monday. Meanwhile, please keep an eye out on Friday for The Week in Russia, my newsletter about recent events and what they might mean going forward. Thank you.